For A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Raves. Last week, we talked to Paige Pauley about Arkansas State University's Spirit Squad. Today, I spoke with two of the seniors on the dance team as I talked with communications major and former Miss Arkansas State University Corey Keller and exercise science major Emily Doggett. I started the interview by talking with Corey Keller. So tell us, Corey, about when you think back about your past years that you've been here, some of the memories that you've had of being on the dance team.
I will never forget the first game day. That has to be such a special moment, you know, hearing the crowd do Arkansas State Red Wolves back and forth, or just, I don't know, it just gives me chills. Game day is literally my favorite thing. And so game day is something I'll never forget. And just making memories with these girls, you know, you spend, I always tell my mom, I joke, I'm like, I spend more time with them than I spend with anybody, just because we're always busy and always doing stuff together. And so just the friendships, the memories, the game days, it's all very special to me.
Yeah, Emily?
For me, growing up in Jonesboro, it is such a special opportunity to be a part of a program like the Spirit Squads here at A-State. My dad was a former associate athletic director here, so I've grown up going to every football game, every basketball game, and it's just so neat to be able to be a part of it finally. You know, I'm not a spectator anymore. Like Corey said, game day is so special to us, and it's so neat to be able to actually be a part of the production that is the A-State Athletics.
So what was it like for you, Emily, when you learned that you're going to be on the, you know, and you're growing up, mm-hmm. you know, in this environment, you know, throughout your entire life, now you're actually on the dance team. Tell me about that.
I was ecstatic. I remember coming home, and we got our uniforms the very first day at tryouts, the day we found out that we had made the team. I came home and tried on all of my uniforms again. I was so happy and just so proud to represent just a school that means so much to me. It means so much to my family. It's such a blessing.
What is it like, Corey, to be – tell us, for those people who see you all on game day – but give us kind of your inside thought about what's it like on game day. I mean, kind of give us your perspective on that.
Yeah, well, there's so much preparation that goes to lead up to game day. You have summer practices. You have practices during the week. We practice 3 times a week. But there's also a lot of things that happen behind the scenes, you know, either outfit changes for the quarter dance that we'll do, or you have different time cues you have to hit or different routines and different things that are constantly changing and moving. And so there's a lot of things going on behind the scenes, but at the same time, it's just so much fun and eventually just becomes second nature.
Yeah. And how much do you enjoy it? I know you said you really love game day, but when you're out there on the floor or on the field at Centennial Bank, Emily, kind of tell us about that. You know, what is that like for you?
I enjoy it so much getting to be on the field because, like I said, growing up in Jonesboro, I recognize a lot of the people in the stands. And, of course, I have the best support system. I always see my parents up in the stands. And it's so wonderful just to see the support our community gives us, especially like Coach Paige mentioned, we are so involved in our community. It's nice to be able to just see their support there on game day. And, you know, even though it's a lot of work and it's a long period of time, it goes by so quick because a lot of people don't realize we make about a minimum of 3 performances a game usually. We perform pregame. We have a game or a performance between the first and second quarter and then, of course, halftime. And we just enjoy it so much. I remember just 2 days ago when we did the demo at the basketball game, that was my favorite because I told Coach Paige this. It was like you could actually be in the moment because we come on and off the mat, you know, 3 or 4 times throughout the routine, and you can just really be there in the moment and see everyone in the crowd, see the cheerleaders doing their part, and just it's so much fun to get to be in that moment.
Corey, what is it like getting ready for national competition?
It's a lot of hard work, a lot of, you know, the cliche blood, sweat, and tears. It's real. It happens. But at the same time, it's so rewarding. You know, not only are you going to Daytona with a group of girls that you literally spend every single day with, but it's just rewarding to see all of your hard work pay off and to accomplish a goal or to push for a goal that you've been wanting.
Yeah, and I know that you both have been here for, you know, for 4 years, and that's, you've seen how it's evolved. We kind of talked a little bit about that. Emily, your thoughts about when you first started to where it is, you know, today, and how it continues to grow. Your thoughts on that, on how much it's changed?
Oh my goodness, the dance team has evolved so much over the past 5 or 10 years. I remember even before I got here, I had several friends. I grew up on the Nettleton dance team, one of the local high schools here, and I had several friends a couple years older than me talking about the whole tryout process and what their expectations were, and just seeing how that's grown to the, you know, the point now. It's probably about 6 years later now that I'm a senior, from the time that my other friends, my older friends, were starting this process. And we are just so much more, I say, professional since Coach Page came. And she is really just, like you said, it's grown from 9 to 20 in just such a short amount of time. And I think that's just a testament to how great you've been for this program and how much you've done for it. And I just think that it's so neat to see the, like Coach Page mentioned, the presence that we have during a game day, whether it's football or basketball or even volleyball sometimes.
So I was going to ask you, and you kind of led into what I was going to talk to you about next, the impact that Coach Polly has had on not only the team, but you individually. Talk about that for just a little bit.
Well, Coach Page has always been such an encourager, and what I'd like to mention is how much of an encourager she is, not only as a coach, you know, when we're on the floor, but also when we're off the floor, you know, whether we have any personal trials or tribulations, or, you know, we just, if you ever needed help, you could call her and she would go to bat for you. You know, we know that we can depend on her, and I think that's the biggest impact she's had on me, just to have that constant throughout these 4 years, and just having that support. And I'm really thankful to have a coach that cares so personally about her athletes.
Corey, your thoughts?
You know, I came into college with a more of a unique story. I actually tore my anterior cruciate ligament, or my ACL in my knee, my senior year of high school, 2 weeks before dance team tryouts. And that's always a story I'll never forget. But it's to have somebody see my potential and see what I could do once I'm better and once I was healthy and healed again. That meant so much to me, and it's really meant the world. And she knows I'm in debt to her forever, because I don't know who I would be or where I would be without the dance team.
So how did you start kind of the recoup process for something like that, to be able to do, you know, because it is very demanding, you know, and it is something that, I mean, you all are athletes, obviously.
Right.
So how did you kind of work in that process to kind of get yourself back to full strength?
Well, I actually failed my physical whenever I got to the university the second week of school. It was a great start to my college experience. But I'm just so thankful for this university, and not only in Coach P's support, but their support of me. You know, the team, Dr. Swim, he's the one who failed me on my physical, but I could not be more thankful because I got to use our university's physical therapist and their rehabilitation team.
Sure.
They have been outstanding, and they've done so much for me, and I'm so, so thankful for them. But it's also something, you know, I still deal with. I still have some residual pain, but it's something that Coach P is very understanding of, and the team understands, and we just push through every day.
Yeah, they're very good. And I know you enjoy the public. You know, that's one thing that Paige had talked about, is y'all are in the public an awful lot. What's your favorite part of that as we go to Emily?
I think it's really cool to realize that in the community, like we mentioned, we get to go to a lot of elementary schools and see a lot of kids who look up to us. And I think that's something really special, and that I don't ever want to take for granted, is that we are role models for younger kids in our community. And so I think that's something really special to get to impact you know, children, you know, make their day, you know, and tell, you know, they go home and tell their parents, you know, I got to meet a cheerleader today, or I got to meet a dancer today. And of course, we don't think of ourselves as anything special, but to them, like, we're like celebrities to them. And so it's just so exciting just to see the joy on their faces when we get to see them, or just even other members of our community that are just thankful that we are there supporting them as well.
Very good. Corey?
You know, I'm from Stuttgart, Arkansas, so yes. I'm not from Jonesboro, you know. Go Ricebirds. But for me, it's been really unique getting to know the community of Jonesboro better and getting to know what makes it unique and what makes it such a special place. And I can truly attest to there's no place like Jonesboro whenever it comes to supporters of Arkansas State University. It's like no other, and I'm very, very proud that now I get to say I've been a part of the community. I've lived here. I've experienced it, and that's partially because of the Spirits program.
Fantastic. Thank you all so much for coming in. I know you all have class coming up, so we're going to cut it here. But before I let you run, Emily, anything else you would like to add, please?
I would just like to add that I'm so thankful to be a part of the Spirit Squads, and it is truly just such a family atmosphere and a cool program to be a part of. And we just love Arkansas State for giving us these opportunities and allowing us to be a part of the athletics program.
Very good. Corey?
I agree 100%. And, you know, thank you so much for having us today and for having us talk a little bit about something that we love and spend so much time doing. It's a unique experience, and it's something that I'll treasure forever, you know, Red Wolf for life.
And that is Corey Keller and Emily Doggett, as they are seniors on Arkansas State's dance team. Next week, we'll talk with two seniors on the A-State cheer team. For A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves.